Noon, it's 11:39 right now. 6 days until the election. Which means you got 6 days to figure out what you're going to do about issue three, how you're going to vote on that. That is the Summit DD levy, and they're back on the ballot this year. And joining us from Summit DD to talk about it is John Trunk and Billy Joe David. And it's great to have both of you here.
Thank you, Jason. Great to be here.
Thanks
appreciate
having
it.
Us.
John, let me start with you, the superintendent of Summit DD. Back on the levy this time around, is this a renewal levy, first of all? That's the important thing that people want to know. Am I going to pay more taxes if I vote for you here?
Sure. Well, that's a great first question. It is a renewal.
Okay.
This is a tax that was originally passed, if you go all the way back into 2005. It was passed at that point and renewed in 2011. And the way our funding works and this levy cycle works is that it comes up every 6 years. And so we are asking the voters again this year to renew that same levy that was originally passed now a dozen or so years ago.
And give us a sense of some of the programs that are funded by the money that comes from this particular levy.
It generates this levy generates about 80% of the revenue that Summit DD uses to operate its programs. And we're a agency, a public agency that supports very young children, in many cases newborns. We meet up with families and young children sometimes right out of the hospital, and we like to describe our services as lasting a lifetime. And so we are involved with very young kids. We support students, school-age kids, and their families through all those school-age years. And then really reconnect in a much more deeper way once kids get out of high school, graduate from high school, and provide a lot of day programming, employment, transportation, and eventually a lot of residential types of services. So it's over an entire lifespan.
And there have been some changes recently, as I recall. I was talking with one of your people back in September when we were out at the Akron Zoo, and they were saying that things are a little different now than they were a few years ago.
Yes, they are. A lot of federal level changes. Boards of DD, including Summit DD, recover a lot of Medicaid funding, federal funding, to help provide the support and services that are needed. And the federal government, as you know, periodically changes the rules. And if you want the funding, you have to live by their rules. And one of those significant changes was a determination that county boards of DD couldn't recover Medicaid funding, be a provider of services, and that's the way they recover that funding, and also provide the authorizations and the oversight of all those services. So boards are challenged, Summit DD included, to kind of phase out of that direct service role and instead help create, or in its place, I guess I should say, create that capacity and that provider opportunity in the community and assume a greater role in overseeing and managing and monitoring those services. So, yeah, we're going through a significant change.
So as you phase out, and John or Billy Joe, whoever wants to answer this, as you phase out of some of those services, does it give you the opportunity to maybe go into other areas or strengthen the areas that you're already in?
Yes, certainly does. Billy might.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, the services, the individuals are not losing their services. They're getting their service from another provider. So the funding is still used to pay for those services.
Mm. So the funding went with the services.
The funding went with the services, and we also lost the Medicaid revenue for that. So from a funding perspective, the individual has the service. The private service provider is getting paid from Summit DD and the federal government for those services. And then we're still locally funding services like early intervention support for Special Olympians and things like that. But what it will require us to do and gives us the opportunity to do is increase the monitoring and oversight of those services that are being delivered by the private providers. So you'll see an increase of resources in those areas.
Okay. But overall, has it made it, being that the money is not staying with you guys and rather going to another agency, has it made it more difficult then to provide services? I almost wonder if it's going the other way from what I said initially.
Yeah. It's required us to tell the story a little bit differently. And as Billy mentioned it, the funding and the money follows the person regardless of who delivers those services. But it really has given us an opportunity to use an existing network of providers here in Summit County, and there are many, many outstanding providers that have expanded their service. So part of our role and responsibility as a public agency, kind of the broad umbrella here in the community, is to make sure there is the capacity that those providers are able to expand their service, but that the quality of that service remains at a very high level. And that's the commitment of our board that will not change.
John Trunk, Billy Joe David with us from Summit DD. We're talking about Issue 3, which will be on your ballot coming up on Tuesday. And one of the things that people always want to know, when even if it's a renewal, they want to know that their money is being spent responsibly. So can you touch on that as far as how you guys go about stewarding and being a good steward of the public money?
Well, we have a large budget, and we take the responsibility of using those public dollars very, very seriously. We have a governing board that includes 5 members who are appointed by the county executive and 2 board members who are appointed by the probate judge. And so we have an obligation to some higher authorities in our community, so to speak. And through that board, we go through a rigorous budgeting process each year, annually approve a budget, and then commit monthly to report out how we're doing on that budget to our full board. And I can speak from an administrative point of view that we are continuously looking at ways of being more efficient, stretching those dollars as far as we can. Accessing these federal funds was one way that we've really been successful, stretching those dollars, and making sure that we're accountable to county council. I report to them on a regular basis and to committees of county council just on how we're doing with those public dollars, how we're spending them, all with the ultimate responsibility of meeting our mission, and that is making sure that the 4,700 individuals with disabilities here in the community get what they need. Now, that's our obligation.
Now I'm curious, aside from the changes that have been going on, what's new over at Summit DD these days? Do you have some new programs that you've been working on, some things that people maybe don't know about yet?
Absolutely. We'd be happy to share. First of all, in our early intervention services, instead of staying with families till age 3, we're staying with them till age 6 now. Not a requirement by law, but something that we felt that families really needed to get their kids into school and stay with families and support families. So that area grew. We're spending a lot of time now on teenagers and starting in the schools and working with the schools and giving teenagers some job readiness opportunities and some summer work experiences so that outcomes when they graduate might include a community employment job, making a competitive wage, and paying taxes back into the community. So we're focusing a lot on community integration and implementing some best practices and investing a lot in our youth while we're supporting our adults in programs that they choose and they're comfortable with as well.
And I love to hear the piece, and it's such an emphasis for everybody these days about job training, job readiness, getting people into the working world. There are a lot of organizations that are really focusing on that these days. Because it is so important getting people ready to go into the working world. I think that's great. I really do.
Thank you.
One of the areas that we're particularly proud of and hope to expand is that relationship with some of the school districts where we will provide and do provide some additional support to help kids get an employment experience while they're 14 and 15 years old, start building that resume that we hope leads towards employment.
All
the
right.
Ultimate goal.
Now, I've got to ask the doom and gloom question. If the levy fails on Tuesday, then what?
Well, we hope that's not the case. But if the levy were to fail, certainly we would go back and ask the voters as soon as possible thereafter, and that would be at the next election. But if the levy were to fail, there are some key and core services that would be seriously in jeopardy. Early intervention, that 0 to 3, and as Billy mentioned, we've expanded 0 to 5 programming. That is paid for almost exclusively with local dollars. Those services would be phased out and more than likely eventually dropped. Services like Special Olympics, which kind of go above and beyond the mandates, so to speak, of some of those things that we do. That relationship with the schools, where we provide some pilot funding, those things would be dropped. And probably in serious jeopardy would be the local dollars that we use as a pledge or a match to draw down those federal funds would be in jeopardy. So there's kind of a double impact. If we lose this levy, lose those local dollars, that inhibits our ability to draw down federal money. So our program looks very, very different, and many of those 4,700 individuals with disabilities would see their services in jeopardy.
And this would all be even before the May election when you could go back?
We have a fund balance that would allow us to continue some of those services until that May election, but we would immediately start looking at where we would have to cut back.
Okay.
Now, we are expecting low voter turnout, so it's important to send in your absentee ballot if you haven't done so already, or get to the poll on November 7th, because this issue is critical for all of Summit County.
I mean, the issue one number down from you guys on the ballot, well, one number both ways on the ballot, they've been yelling at us for 6 months to get out and vote, and we're still thinking low voter turnout?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, unfortunately, the current data looks like low turnout, so we need our voters to get out, our supporters to get out, and we trust they will.
It's our tradition here anytime we're talking about a ballot issue or a candidate comes in about their race before the election, I give them the last word. I give them a couple minutes to tie up anything that we didn't talk about. So, John, Billy, the floor is yours.
Great. Well, we think issue three is a critical issue in front of the voters. 4,700 individuals here in our community, our citizens with developmental disabilities, are relying on these funds, and yes, our system has changed, but the core responsibilities of Summit DD to help determine what people need, how to get and where to get those services and have them paid for, and then oversee the quality of services, that remains constant with Summit DD. This is an absolutely essential service that helps purchase the services and acquire the supports people need to be successful here in our community. You know, pass it over to Billy.
And it is not a new tax. It's no additional money. Homeowners who have about $100,000 value pay about $11.50 per month. That continues to be the case if this levy passes. And by passing it, they're empowering people of all abilities to be contributing members of our communities. And that's important.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. And I should say thank you for sponsoring our broadcast on Saturday. I'm going to be out at the Akron Comic Con from noon to 2 at the Knight Center, and you guys are in on that, and we appreciate that too.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
All right. John Trunk, Billy Joe David, Summit DD, talking about issue 3.